Kim Pagano flow. Wake up, hit the dial, yeah, it's time to go. Start your day right, it's the Kim Pagano Show. She's the voice of Ventura, heart of the coast. With the good news only, yeah, she doing the most. Talking life, love, health, and hustle. Bringing in guests who flex that muscle. From authors to docs, she's bridging the gap. Kim got the real talk, never no cap. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. She got that laugh, that light that lift you up. Whether you're driving or sipping from your morning cup, she'll ask the hard cues, still keep it kind. Dropping gems every time that you press rewind. Community strong, she's built that lane. With heart and hustle running through her vein. It's not just a show, it's a vibe, a tribe. So tell your whole crew, yeah, it's time to subscribe. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten.
Good morning and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. And of course, we've got a big day today. And what I mean by that is one of my clients that I love what she does. We're going to be talking about, and of course, I'm talking about our next and first client, Liat Cohen. And we're going to talk a little bit about some things that really every family is going to go through, hopefully not sooner than later, but some people have already experienced, and we're going to talk about litigation. And of course, I want to make sure that you have our phone number here, 805-419-0008. And of course, I always start our show with something uplifting. And I'm going to just say, what you don't know, you don't know. And I think that really just sums it up, because so many of us try to handle everything ourselves, and you need somebody in your corner. And of course, Liat Cohen would be the one that I would share in your corner. Again, I want to make sure that you are following us on our social and throughout our all of our lanes here, and of course our podcast, and that is the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, let's bring Liat Cohen on. She has been practicing law in Los Angeles area for over 33 years. Liat is a graduate of Southwestern University School of Law in 1993, and is an active member of the California State Bar. Liat opened her practice August 1st in 1997 and serving her clients ever since. And of course, in 2014, Liat, seeking to learn more about the new field of law, joined Albert Steen, Simon Farkas, and Gillen and Scott for 3 years to work in the field of estate planning. And of course, that's where we're talking about today, and trust and estate litigation. Liat excelled in litigation portion of the practice, and she has and was still in a trial attorney at heart. So working always to keep her clients out of court. I love that. And of course, Liat has a reputation for being both personable and efficient in her law practice. Liat represents individuals and companies with legal problems. She represents both employers and employees on labor and business issues and helps business owners overcome the hurdles of the legal aspects in their daily operations. Let's welcome Liat Cohen. Welcome, Liat. How are you?
Good, thank you very much.
You are so welcome. Tell us a little bit about what's going on, in your life today. I feel like the world's a little crazy, anyways. And so I'm excited to talk with you as always. And of course, we just had you at our mixer, and everybody really enjoyed. They were like, "Wow, she knows her stuff," and you really do. I mean, that I think of all the people that I've met in your industry, I could just say, you don't even blink an eye. You just spit it out like you've been there, done that, known it, whatever. So I love that about you. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and of course, something that I didn't already mention.
Okay, that's going to be hard. You covered a lot of area.
There you go.
I have had my own office since 1997, and I'm very much a extroverted person. I don't shy away from disputes, although I try to keep my clients out of court. I have tried a bunch of cases, including my most recent trial, which was on June 1st, and we're still waiting for the judge to make his decision on that one.
How long does it usually take, or is it there's not really a time?
They usually have 90 days. But this one was in Riverside, so the rules out there might be a little different than in Los Angeles City. It just depends on what the judge decides to do.
Which actually leads me to your next question. So Riverside, so you go anywhere in.
I go anywhere in Southern California. I prefer to stay in LA County, but I've been in Ventura County, Santa Barbara, San Bernardino, San Diego. So I've had court cases all over Southern California, but the more I've been doing this, the more I like to stick to LA County, because
Right.
there you know the judges and you know the rules and the specifics and the dynamics that are
They
different in
know you. Right. Okay. I love it. And the fact that you know the attorney or the judges and they know you, is that does it ever is that like a give like a better, obviously, you know which ones like you and which ones don't.
Well, they don't usually tell you if they like you or not, but you can tell when you're
Okay.
working on a case and you're making a lot of appearances on a case. And this is especially correct for probate court, which is kind of what we're talking about today with trust litigation
Right.
and estate litigation. There, the judge pool is very small and it's in downtown LA. So there's only about 8 to 10 judges that do probate court. So, you get to know the judges really well.
Right. Wow. All right. So let's just dive in. What is trust litigation? And of course, that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Okay, trust litigation comes under the umbrella of the probate court, as I said, and it also has to do with will contests, trust contests, and basically what happens is when a person passes away, the heirs, usually the children, start to fight over the assets of the estate, and one will take another to court, and there you have trust litigation. And if there's no trust, then you have a will contest, but it all comes under the umbrella of the probate court.
Interesting, interesting. And how many times does that not exactly work the way we planned it?
You know, it's really unfortunate because sometimes the parents are so detailed in what they want to happen and in what they want things to be like and what they want the kids to get. But if there's some kid that's not happy, then they're going to file a lawsuit and they're going to create a big, huge problem for the entire family.
Wow.
I
Okay.
have a case now where as the sister of a trustee, her brother, even before the father passed away, filed a couple lawsuits because she didn't believe she was getting enough money from the estate. And now that the father has passed away, she's filed six different lawsuits against her brother as trustee, as attorney in fact, as individually against him. Six different lawsuits are going on right now in probate court and civil court because she feels that the company, the business that the father owned is worth $100 million. And it's already been appraised at about $20 to $30 million. But she does not believe that. She thinks that people are lying to her.
Ay, and this is just one in a million, right? I
Yes.
mean, yeah, you hear it all the time. It's interesting. I never thought that money, I know another one that they didn't even want any of their father's belongings. They just want the money. It's like, well, here, I boxed all this stuff up for you, and no, we just want the money. I mean,
Yeah.
yeah, it's a
Usually what happens is the trustee will let the family pick whatever they want from the house. And as usually it doesn't necessarily come down to the most expensive items. Sometimes it comes down to mementos and things that remind you of your parents, your father or your mother. But a lot of times, and this is why we have so many estate sales, the kids just want the money and they want everything sold. Or they might pick one or two items, but they leave the expensive stuff to be sold.
right.
I had a case where the father passed away and he left everything for his kids, but his girlfriend was living with him at the time. And she'd been living in with him for 12 years and she did not let the kids into the house. And she cleaned out the house. She sold everything she could and she took everything that she could. And by the time they came in, it's like a house that was ready to be sold because there was barely any furniture even left over there.
And is there any repercussion for that at all?
Well, they sued her and she sued them because she also claimed that the father promised to take care of her. And in fact, he did leave her a $400,000 life insurance policy, but that was not enough for her. She wanted more of the estate and she didn't want the kids to get it.
Wow,
So,
wow, wow. Okay.
yeah.
Interesting. This is an interesting topic. I love it. You said these are the best stories. Now, what if someone dies without a will or a trust? What happens then? I mean, this is what we all hear about, right?
Yeah, so if you fail to plan and you die without a will or without a trust, then your estate goes in what's called intestate. The beneficiaries are going to be your relatives, your spouse, and your kids. And if you don't have a spouse and you don't have a kids, it might be your parents, your brother and sister. It depends also on how much of the estate there is. It gets complicated if there's any real property, which means a house usually is considered real property. Real estate of any kind is considered real property. And you have to go through the probate court, and basically every step that you take has to be approved by the probate court. And they have to approve the sale of the house, they have to approve the sale of the contents, they have to approve any improvements you want to make before you put it on the market. And the probate court takes a percentage of the estate. So that's why it's better to have a trust in place and a will in place so that you have your what's called estate planning documents ready to go in case something happens to you. And this is even more important if you have young children because you want to be able to have a say in who's going to raise your kids. And you don't want the grandparents fighting over who's going to raise the kids and the kids get traumatized. The
Right.
will is the avenue for stating who you want as guardian of your kids.
Okay, so is it important to have a will and a trust, or is,
Yes,
oh, okay.
they go together. They go together. What an estate plan consists of a trust if
Right.
you have real property, if you have a house or any kind of real estate. And it consists of a will, which is called a pour-over will. It basically states, aside from guardianship or special issues, that you intended everything to go into your trust. And if you forgot something to put in the trust, you're asking that it be put in the trust after you pass away. So that's what's called a pour-over will. It kind of pours it into the basket that is the trust. And it also comes an estate plan with a power of attorney for financial matters if you're incapacitated, even if you're out of the country for a couple of weeks and you don't have somebody that has the right to sign your checkbook and your bills are coming in, you need a power of attorney.
Right.
And it comes with a healthcare directive so that your wishes, if you get ill or if you are dying or if you don't have capacity anymore to make decisions, are clearly set out in the healthcare directive, and you appoint the person that you want to make those decisions. And you don't want to appoint somebody who's going to pull the plug on the first day. You want to be very
Yeah, I
point.
Right. That is, I mean, you don't even think about that, but that's a big thing. I always say, like, make sure I'm really gone if
You're
right.
right, exactly.
Yeah.
Although there are some people that say, I want to stay alive under all circumstances, and
Is
it
there a
doesn't
lot of
matter.
people? Okay.
Those are the few and far between. Most people consider quality of life when they
Right.
make those kind of decisions.
Okay, interesting. So you shouldn't have either a trust or a will. You actually need both of them.
Right. Unless you have a very small estate, something that's worth less than $100,000, and you don't own any real estate, then you can just have a will. But if you have any kind of property or any kind of real assets or investments or businesses, you need a trust and a will.
So, is there a difference between a living trust and a trust?
Yes, actually, a living trust, a revocable trust, and a trust are all the same thing. They basically mean that while you're alive, you can make any changes you want. Once you pass away, the trust becomes irrevocable, and then it cannot be changed by your relatives to suit their needs. So when people talk about a trust, they're really talking about a revocable living trust.
Okay, so if you have a husband and a wife, and the husband passes away and the wife is still alive, she can go in and change everything, correct?
Sometimes what happens is that the trust breaks into two separate sub-trusts. One is called the survivor's revocable trust, which would be the wife in your scenario, and the other would be the irrevocable trust of the husband who passed away. Some trusts and some spouses allow the survivor to make changes in the irrevocable trust after the husband passes away or the first spouse passes away. Some trusts will only allow the survivor to make changes in their own sub-trust. So it depends. Like an example of where a spouse may not want his significant other to make changes is if the spouse has kids from a prior marriage. And he wants those kids to get certain assets. And so he might make his trust, once he passes away, irrevocable with beneficiaries, the kids from the prior marriage, so that the second wife cannot go ahead and make changes and give it to her kids, for example.
That's exactly was my question. Okay, so it had to be an irrevocable one, or
There has to be some provision in the trust that the husband and wife agree upon as to whether they can make changes later on once a spouse passes away.
okay, very interesting, very interesting. And I'm sure that, look, for our listeners that maybe are just going, what are they talking about? First of all, we've got Liat Cohen here. She's amazing. And we've been talking on really different topics on our last couple interviews. And of course, we're talking about litigation and trust and how to really take care of your family. Of course, can you give out your website and, of course, your phone number?
Sure. My phone number is 818-579-9996. And my website is www.liatlaw.net.
Okay. And of course, for all of you that have signed up for our newsletter, she is in there. And of course, definitely, if you have something that you want to either check out or ask or make sure, Liat is the one that I would definitely refer you and recommend you. I know that you've been doing this for so long, so you've probably got some incredible stories that, you know, wins and things that maybe didn't go the way that they expected. Can you share those with us?
Sure. I had one case where the children decided to sue the second husband. Oh, the woman was in her late 80s, and she wound up marrying her chauffeur, who was in his 30s and a bit of a gigolo. And the kids, who I refer to as their children, were in their 60s. And they sued him because they felt that he was preventing access to her and that he was having undue influence on her and asking her to change the will in his favor and to change the trust in his favor. So there was a lot of money involved in that estate. And the two sides were going at each other for about 3 years until they managed right before trial to reach a settlement. But another thing that's important to know for trust litigation or for probate is that it also includes financial elder abuse cases and physical elder abuse cases. So, for example, I had a case where a little old lady went into a bank because she wanted to transfer her accounts to the bank. And one of those account reps sat down and talked to her for 3 hours and looked at her documents. And when he was done, he went over to the manager of the bank and asked if he can open a joint account with her.
Wow.
And of course, the manager said, no, that's against the rules. So he actually took her to another bank and opened a joint account with her. And she had about $4 million in assets. And he also, within 6 days of meeting her, took her to his attorney to draft a new trust, which gave him 80% of everything that she owned.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And she was just grateful to him because he was helping her out. And she told the attorney initially she wanted 80% to go to her sister and 20% to go to him. But when she came back again to sign the documents, he had convinced her that her sister doesn't need the money and she should give him 80%. And this is after 6 days from meeting her. This guy was also brought up on criminal charges. So he actually wrote some checks and signed her name because a lot of the money he was taking out in cash, he would take her to the bank. And the bank would, and then she would say, give me $50,000. Sometimes the banks didn't do it because they felt something was funny, or they asked to speak to her alone without him present, and then he would get mad. And sometimes the banks did it. It depends on which bank you happen to go to. And he milked her out of a lot of money. And because of those fraudulent checks, there was a criminal trial. And of course, there was a civil trial, which I was involved in for financial elder abuse because he sued to take the estate.
Wow.
Luckily, he was not successful.
That's good. Yes.
Convicted by a jury.
Really?
Yes.
By a jury
for criminal violations. And then that kind of made him drop his claim on the civil case.
I bet. Wow. So interesting. So interesting. First of all, I just want to share who and what kind of cases are you available for?
I handle mostly business cases for business owners that need help in operational stuff like service agreements, contracts, leases, vendor agreements, And I handle employment law, so I draft employee handbooks, or I advise on best practices for onboarding new employees, and I especially advise on how to fire employees. And hopefully those don't wind up in lawsuits, but sometimes they do wind up in wage and hour claims, so I handle those as well. And of course, the trust litigation part of my practice.
Right. Wow. Very important parts. I love it. Again, Liat, thank you so much for coming on and sharing some of your amazingness and your brilliance. Give out your phone number one more time and your website.
Sure. Thank you, Kim.
You're welcome.
The telephone number is 818-579-9996. And the website is www.liatlaw.net. And Liat Law is LIATLAW.net.
There you go. Thank you so much, Liat. Have a great rest of your day. And we'll talk to you soon again.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This feeling inside my bones, it goes electric, wavy when I turn it on.
Liat Cohen is a business and employment attorney serving the Los Angeles area for over 33 years. Liat focuses on providing personal representation to her clients and is concerned with their needs. Liat prides herself on solving legal problems and keeping her clients protected. As a business owner herself and a trial attorney, Liat understands the pitfalls facing businesses and works with her clients to avoid them. Forget the rest. Call the best. Liat Cohen provides free legal consultations. Call 818-579-9996. Check out the website at liatlaw.net.
Did you know stem cell injections can cost thousands of dollars with no guaranteed results? Here's a simple, affordable phototherapy-packed system that supports your body's natural renewal process. No injections, no chemicals, and no drugs. This light-based wellness technology has been studied for decades and shown to support energy, balance, recovery, and overall vitality naturally. For about $99, try a 30-day supply designed to help your body do what it does best, restore and renew itself. Many people share experiences of feeling more energetic, focused, and balanced after incorporating this technology into their wellness routine. If you'd like to learn more, text your name to 805-407-4302 for educational information. That's 805-407-4302. Or you can go to Lynn's website for more info, liveyounger.com/GreekLynn.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
When you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with the purchase of two entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. That's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.
Are you looking for a reliable investment that stands the test of time? Gold and silver has always been a safe haven in times of uncertainty. At Gold Your Money, we help you protect your wealth by guiding you through the process of buying and storing precious metals. Whether you're new to investing or looking to diversify, our experts provide personalized solutions to fit your needs. Don't wait for inflation to erode your savings. Secure your future today with Gold Your Money. Visit goldyourmoney.com or call 805-323-GOLD. That's 805-323-4653 or goldyourmoney.com for more details.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. And of course, I haven't seen my friend lately. She's so busy with her new venture here. And of course, we're talking about Lynn Michelotto's. And of course, her business is liveyounger.com. She's also the owner of The Greek in Ventura and also Margarita Villa, the Mexican restaurant in Ventura. And of course, she wears many hats, but this is really something that she's super passionate about. And you could just see it. I feel like every time I see her, she looks younger and she's got a little more bounce in her step because she has been doing the power of the patch, and it's really an age defier. And so we're going to talk to her a little bit today. I do want to give out again our phone number here, 805-419-0008. Again, 805-419-0008. That is the number that you can call in. You can get in touch with any of my guests here, and you can win some stuff here. So again, I'd love to share that with you. And again, let's bring Lynn on. Welcome, Lynn. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much.
You look so
finally
good.
Getting some sunshine, you know.
Yeah, I love it. I summer is kind of my time too, right? You can't be in the sun all the time, but that the rays just make you feel so much better. So I know that you have been so busy, and one, I just want to say thank you for being one of our members for the Connect and my business mixers. You've been a speaker there. We've just learned so much about what you do. And I always say, like, you're one of my members that I really look up to, because you, I don't know how you, like, you work your day, but I'm telling you, you just have so many hats. You're helping at your church. You're just like one of those people. So I really admire you.
Well, you know what they say, if you want to get something done, ask a busy person.
I agree 100%, and I love it. But you definitely, like, what's made such a difference in your life with these patches?
Well, you know, it's been over 20 months now, and so that's almost 2 years, and I'm just very, very happy and prayerful that I met people that were sharing this. I've been researching stem cells for about 6 months. And when I heard about these patches, I'm going, oh my gosh, that's better. I don't want to put anything in my body, and so I didn't even ask for a sample. I just ordered them. I said, I want them. Tell me how to order them. And they come out of San Diego, and I got a set for myself, my husband, and my sister, and we just started wearing the patches, and I haven't stopped. And it just makes such a difference. And I have so much more energy. But one of the biggest things was sleep. I hadn't really slept solid for years, and now I can sleep 5 hours straight. I'm going, oh my gosh, where'd the
So
night
funny you say
go?
5 hours. So what time do you go to bed?
I try to go to bed between 9 and 10,
Okay.
and I mean, I don't get up after 5 hours, but and I stay, I'll go back to sleep. But
Okay,
to
I was gonna
straight,
say.
not to wake up, because before I was waking up every hour and a half or 2 hours,
Right.
and that's just not good
It's
quality deep sleep.
really not good for our bodies. I had no
Yeah.
idea until we got a little bit older how important sleep was. I was like, oh, it's not that bad. I'll just, And now,
Yeah.
honestly, I am an early riser, as you are too. I know we've shared that before, right?
That's
But
a
that's.
new thing for me, because in my earlier days and younger days, when I had a lot of different stuff going on, I stayed up late. I got a lot of things done really, really late. Now it's like, nope, brain turns off. I need to rest. And I started watching my daughter's dog overnight when she was working nights. And I really liked getting up at 6. She'd pick him up like 6:12 on the dot almost every morning. And I'm going, this is great. I like this time of day.
This is my favorite
And
time of day in the morning when, you just, it's quiet, not, you can,
yeah, and you
it's
can
just a different,
relax and do,
and my brain is so fresh. It's really sharp in the morning, so I can like really zero in and get a lot of stuff done. So,
Myself too. I make myself a list at night, and these are things I want to do tomorrow, and just stay organized and plan the day that way, and
there
it
you
works.
go. So talk to me and talk to our listeners, of course, about all the things that I know that you have been going down to all these seminars, and I know talk to us about that.
Well, the company is growing so quickly because these patches are so effective.
Right.
And so that there's the newest thing coming out that I can't wait to get. And it's not quite available in California yet, but it's a water machine.
Oh,
And it
okay.
puts hydrogen, and they've been able, the whole life wave process is light therapy, photo
Right.
light therapy. And
Right.
it's just like the sun. You were talking about the sun. When the sun hits our body, within 15 minutes, it starts making vitamin D.
Right.
Well, what the light wave therapy has been able to do with these patches, they've been able to reflect our body's own infrared light back into itself, that then it activates certain copper peptides, and that's what activates the stem cells. Our old stem cells that are dormant now wake up. And then that's our building blocks of our body, everything, every cell in our body. So we have won so many awards this last year on stem cell innovation and age regeneration. It's all been documented and proven, and we're winning all these different awards. So people are really sharing. Doctors, many, many doctors. I was just sharing that we have a lot of new interviews with medical doctors that have retired, are still practicing and using the patches in their practices in order to help their patients. And there was one of the interviews was with a anesthesiologist, all Greek words,
Yes, of course.
that she said, I just, I just couldn't keep giving all those medications because we weren't sure how effective they were going to be. And then a lot of them are saying a lot of the medicines that they were prescribing were only 50 to 60% effective. Well, That's not good.
No, that's not a
And this,
good. Yeah,
this
you're
is all
absolutely right.
natural.
Yeah. So, okay, let's talk about the X39. That was the very first patch to come out, right?
No, it was one
Oh.
of the last patches. The first
Oh, okay.
patches were all based on hormones. So the X39 was the first one where he was able
And stem
to
cells.
stimulate the stem cells.
Oh, so the first were hormones?
They were there's about 15 different patches that work on stimulating hormones and waking up hormones and things like that. It's
Oh, we've
some sleep
never talked
patches
about
and
that.
pain meds.
That's pretty important too. I mean, for all the women that are going through menopause, and even I call it manopause that the men go through, right? They start to, not feel as good. And I'm like, oh, how does that feel? Right. Because so, yeah, my husband's like, I've never heard that word before, menopause, but I really believe in it. So, but, wow. So, okay. So that's where it started. And then it now do a lot of people use it for hormones also? Have you?
We have a particular one called the SP6 that is works. They all work now with the X39 because the X39 is such an important, it's a flagship.
Okay.
That's the one that repairs. A lot of the other ones are temporary patches that don't repair. But when working with the X39, and now there's a supplement called Cellergize, those are the ones that are winning all these awards because they're all he's David Schmidt is the owner and CEO and inventor that still is in the lab every day. So, and this water machine that he and the generator is in the making, and they're making drones and for emergency care to go into areas. I mean, it's just such an innovative and heartfelt company
I love it.
that.
Lynn, give out your phone number and your website, first of all, for our listeners that might have to pop off. And I want to say this, that if anybody is needs to leave, definitely download our podcast. Our podcast is on so many platforms now. iHeart, and Apple and Stitcher and you name it, and it's the Kim Pagano Show. And then you can take all of our guests with you and also share them. Please share them.
Well, my phone number that I prefer text because I get a lot of spam calls and I
We
don't
all do,
really
yeah.
answer if I don't recognize is 805. I'm in Ventura, 407-4302. That's 805-407-4302. And my website is actually on your website. But it's liveyounger.com/GreekLynn. And I've got a lot of information on there and videos. And I'm happy if you text me to send you, an informational video and so forth, or to meet you. Like, for instance, today I'm going to be at a special event at our church. They're doing a charity bingo. And from 10 to 12, I'm going to be there helping set up and doing the lunch and stuff. And I'd love to meet you. So if you wanted to
So,
stop by, it's in Camarillo.
off of Santa Rosa Road, right? And tell everybody the name of it because I love bingo. So,
It's right by the fire station, which is right there in Santa Rosa and Wood Creek, across from
it's actually right by Manhattan, which is another one of my
Oh, not too
sponsors
far
right
down.
there.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's true. One of
Yeah.
your sponsors as
Yeah.
well.
Yeah. So,
And
what time does it start for our listeners?
well, they open the doors from 10 to 12, and then the bingo starts in the afternoon. And so, if anyone is interested, it's 5575 Santa Rosa Road,
Okay.
St. Demetrius Greek Orthodox Church. And then bingo starts at 12. If you want to stay for that, I think it's a $25 buy-in for the
Buy-in, yeah.
afternoon. But yeah, I'd love to meet you and give you a free patch and see if you feel anything. And not everybody does. Some people feel right away, but they do work. It's just consistency,
I know
hydration,
I always
and
ask
help
you this.
rebalance your whole body.
Yeah, and I know I always ask you this. Where do you place it? How do you know where to place it?
Well, what all of the clinical trials have placed on various acupressure points of your body. So, but they're actually systemic. So it doesn't matter where you put them. Like
Oh.
a lot of people will just put them right on the pain point. They've done the clinical trials on certain points of the body, and that's what the material that comes with it will say, like the back of the neck, the C7. But it's all like acupressure points that spread throughout the body.
Okay, good. And you wear it for 12 hours and then take it off for 12 hours, correct?
Yes.
I'm
Yeah, they
getting
call
better at this,
that
right?
yeah, you're learning
I'm
attenuation, because if you wear even like a certain medications, if you take
It
certain
wears off,
medications all the time, your body recognizes and it's not effective anymore. So this is what they have found has been the most effective, is 12 hours on and 12 hours off. But the fun thing is that now when you take them off, they still have some life in them. You can put them on a pet. You can put them on your plants. My sister, I told her about this because I heard it on one of the Zoom calls. And so she had a dying plant that her daughter had given her for Mother's Day. And I said, just throw one of your patches on there. And she started doing that. And you know, there's 20 buds on there now.
No way.
You
Wow.
don't water it or anything, it doesn't go in the soil. It's a frequency. The patch works on a frequency.
So
So
basically, it
all living
really,
things.
all living things. Okay. That's really cool. So it basically is what reflects, right? Is that what it does, the patch? Reflects?
It reflects the light.
Yeah.
Your infrared light back into
Yeah.
your body. And you know, like if you have infrared, if you have night vision glasses, you can see there's light in every person body. You know, you can see them moving, the infrared light. And this is
Really?
different. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, you know, when all the lights go off and people are trying to rob you or whatever, they've got these special glasses on that they can see in the dark, and they can see anybody moving with the infrared light. So this is the light that we have in our body that's being reflected back. So instead of using red light therapy or green light therapy or blue light therapy, there's different ones now. We're reflecting the body's own light. So we're not using an external light source. It's our own body's light. So that's
That's
another
really
thing that
cool.
makes it so special.
Wow, I love it. I mean, so
Nobody has this. Nobody has been able to do what David Schmidt has done.
that is crazy.
If anybody says, "Oh, I have a patch that does that," it's
There's no
not. It's
way.
all documented. He's got 250 patents on all the different products, so nobody has it. That's what's so amazing about
Yeah.
it, and they
And
work.
I know some of the things that you said in the past on the radio, like your husband's a lot of his blood work has gotten better, and talk to
Absolutely,
us a
yeah.
little bit about that.
Well, many things that we say if we have a pain in the shoulder or whatever, that's what we want to fix. Well, what many of the doctors on different of the Zoom calls say, you can't pick the fix. The patch, the new stem activated stem cells are going to go wherever the body needs it the most. And one gal that does a special program with the doctors, she says, I tell people, if they don't believe me and if they don't think the patches are working, cut yourself and watch it bleed, put a patch on it, and before you know it, it disappears. She said, the patches work. It's going to go where it's needed. And
Wow.
we've seen lots of pictures and testimonials where this kid, I think he got his finger caught in a door or something, and the whole tip of his finger came off. And his parents took him to the hospital, and they said, "Oh no, we're just going to stitch it up. It's not going to come back." They said, "No, we insist that you stitch it back on. We think it's going to come back." And it did. Within 2 months, you couldn't even tell that it was there, no scar, anything.
Unbelievable.
So, I mean, Monday mornings, they have a Monday morning miracle call. that's half an hour, and it's just from people say, giving
Things that have that
testimonials.
they have how it's
Yeah.
helped them. I love it. Okay, again, first of all, Lynn, this is always so fun talking to you. I just am like, honestly. Okay, first of all, give out your number and your website and where they can find you today later on at the bingo at the church.
Okay, it's 805-407-4302. And my website is liveyounger.com/
Greek
Greek
land.
Lynn, GREEKLYNN. And I will be at 5575 Santa Rosa Road at Wood Creek. There's an entrance on both sides of the church, and we'll be upstairs and from 10 to 12. And then the bingo starts. I think you have to have pay your $25 if you want to play bingo by 12, and goes till 3:30. So I'll be there all day.
But they can, yeah. So you're
Yeah,
going
if
to
they
be
want to just
doing
come meet me and get a free
yeah.
patch and
Find out a little bit
a little
more how it could
information, I'll
help
pass some
them.
flyers with me. And yeah, I'd love to meet you and say hi. No, I'm a real person. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not trying to
You're a
scam
very real person. Yeah. How long have you had Margarita Villa in the Greek?
Well, the Greek is 32 years this summer, right about now. We opened it 32 years ago.
Wow.
And Margarita Villa, we opened that 7 years later. So it's been
Yeah.
over 25.
This lady's got longevity. I love
Yes.
it. So, and she's got patches that can age you backwards. So you can live longer with Lynn. Oh, that's a good one, right? Live longer with Lynn.
Well, that's what I say, Age Defier by Lynn. That's what I
There
have in
you
my
go.
products.
I love it. All right.
But
Lynn, always so much fun to have you on. And again, text Lynn if you are interested in aging backwards, if you are interested in feeling better, or even just maybe you know somebody that's been complaining and they just need some, something to feel better and some hope. This is it.
It's
Lynn.
very cost effective, and it'll get you off some of your meds that are going nowhere. Yeah,
There you go.
it's all natural.
I
It
love
just
it.
feels good to be able to share this with so many people and to see the miracles happen.
I love it. Lynn, thank you so
You're
much. All
welcome.
right. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we talk about the brighter side of life and business. And I hope that you enjoyed my guests. They are both actually sponsors. And so definitely reach out to them if you are intrigued by what they talked about. They're in my newsletters and they're on my website. And if you would like to be a sponsor, please reach out to us at 805-419-0008 or kim@kpshow.org. I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness, and today's is how to make anything happen, act as if it already has. That is the way it is, and never look back. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you next week.
It's a beautiful morning.
Liat Cohen is a business and employment attorney serving the Los Angeles area for over 33 years. Liat focuses on providing personal representation to her clients and is concerned with their needs. Liat prides herself on solving legal problems and keeping her clients protected. As a business owner herself and a trial attorney, Liat understands the pitfalls facing businesses and works with her clients to avoid them. Forget the rest. Call the best. Liat Cohen provides free legal consultations. Call 818-579-9996. Check out the website at liatlaw.net.
Did you know stem cell injections can cost thousands of dollars with no guaranteed results? Here's a simple, affordable phototherapy packed system that supports your body's natural renewal process. no injections, no chemicals, and no drugs. This light-based wellness technology has been studied for decades and shown to support energy, balance, recovery, and overall vitality naturally. For about $99, try a 30-day supply designed to help your body do what it does best, restore and renew itself. Many people share experiences of feeling more energetic, focused, and balanced after incorporating this technology into their wellness routine. If you'd like to learn more, text your name to 805-407-4302 for educational information. That's 805-407-4302. Or you can go to Lynn's website for more info, liveyounger.com/GreekLynn.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Are you looking for a reliable investment that stands the test of time? Gold and silver has always been a safe haven in times of uncertainty. At Gold Your Money, we help you protect your wealth by guiding you through the process of buying and storing precious metals. Whether you're new to investing or looking to diversify, our experts provide personalized solutions to fit your needs. Don't wait for inflation to erode your savings. Secure your future today with Gold Your Money. Visit goldyourmoney.com or call 805-323-GOLD. That's 805-323-4653 or goldyourmoney.com for more details.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.